We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
All right, 203 on The Fan, and a very good Friday afternoon to you. Benigno and Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here, of course, till 6 o'clock. Big Mike Francesa will come your way. Tommy Lugauer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live, you know where, the Town Fair Tire studio. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. That would be nobody. Bro, how are you? Any
how
new happen?
I?
Any manager get fired today? Mets hire a manager yet?
Oh, my God. There were 25 seconds to go last night, and Chris Kreider
what
put
a game
one
that
back
was.
In the back
that,
of the
that, I'm
that
glad you brought well. That up. That was a tremendous. And not just because the Rangers won the game. But that was, and it was so nice to get a break from talking about Beltran and all that to watch that.
That's what I enjoyed about it.
That was
a
until that. Great game. And I'll tell you right now, first of all, Nassau Coliseum is the best. I mean, let's be honest.
Amen.
It puts a whole different feel to the game. It was like a playoff game. And I've said this for a long time. Rangers Islander playoff series would be fabulous, especially if it was still being played at Nassau.
Yeah, I don't think that's something we're going to get this year, and I'm not saying
probably
that
not.
As a disrespectful statement
to
your
probably
hockey
not.
Team.
Probably not.
A lot of it is towards the way the Islanders have played recently, too, because they have sunk in the standings a little bit.
A little bit.
You're right. One thing that's always good for hockey in this area is that. It was great a few years ago when we got the conference finals between New Jersey and the Rangers, but like you said, Islanders-Rangers would be off the charts.
It's a different story than with the Islanders.
I used last night's hockey game and even the Knicks game. I know that that go well for any Knicks fan. And R.J. Barrett's banged up with the ankle issue. And maybe worse than everything is the way they gave up. It looked like they gave up against a team that's not very good in the Phoenix Suns.
Nothing new.
So I tried to watch sports and get away from the distraction, but it's tough because it's one of those stories that it's discussed everywhere. You know, you could put on cable news and it will actually be discussed. I was, one of the perks of doing this shift now, as I get to drop my kid off at school, and he's 3 years old. I drop him off at school.
Right,
it's great.
Right.
Fantastic. I drop him off today, and his teacher, who's a wonderful lady, says to me, you know, my son told me you were cut off rudely by the Mets yesterday.
Oh, my God. Come on.
And I said,
come on. And even your son's teacher knew
that's
this?
That's right. And she said that. And I said, yes, it was pretty rude. But then she says, so who do you want to have manage the Mets?
That's interesting.
And it's a good question because Maggie just asked me that, too, as we were coming into the studio.
Can we get Gil Hodges somehow?
Yes.
Gil Hodges.
Davey, you still want to manage?
Yeah, no, Davey.
Bobby V?
Bobby V.
And the true answer behind this, and I said this to the teacher. I don't want to reveal her name in case she wants to be private. I said this to Maggie. I've said it to my dad. I don't know. I'm still kind of getting over the shock of what happened and how badly it was handled by not just Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball and the New York Mets. And yesterday, you know, we talked about it, and you talk through it on the air. Does a veteran manager make sense? Do you just go with the guy that you wanted before? And I got to tell you, it's been 24 hours now. As a diehard fan, I don't have an answer yet. I'm still kind of in that numbness stage. Now, I hope that Brody and Jeff could figure this thing out. Because for Brody, Beltran was his first managerial hire.
Yep.
And we can't even really judge him on it because we never got to see him manage. We can judge him on how it was handled, but we certainly can't judge what type of manager Beltran was. So I know you are, give me the vet.
Yeah,
give me Buck.
I want Buck. But you know what? It's not going to be him. It's not going to be those guys. They're going to bring in, you know, Rojas, or I don't know, maybe Eduardo Perez. Who's the other guy that they were talking about? There's another guy in there.
Tim Bogar was named.
Bogar. I mean, it's going to be somebody
Hensley
like
Mullins, who's on the
Hensley
staff.
Mullins. Yeah.
Can I ask you, though?
Yeah.
Why? Why do you think they wouldn't bring him Buck?
I just think it's
Buck?
Time. I just want to see a little stability now after all this.
Why do you think the Mets wouldn't hire Buck? Like, what's your thinking behind
that? Probably going to cost too much money.
I don't know about that.
You don't?
No. Buck Showalter wants to manage.
Well, hey, I'm in for Buck. Let's go. Bring him in.
And one thing yesterday, and I speculated about this, but now it's been, I don't know if it's been proven true, but it's been reported as true. The Mets are not paying Beltran's contract. What I read yesterday
definitely
was.
Definitely not paying him at all.
Let me find, I want to credit the right person, but right. It was sent in the Mets text chat that I'm
in. Right,
right. Here it is. It's from Ken Davidoff. The Mets will not pay Carlos Beltran his $3 million salary. They will instead give a $200,000 donation to the Carlos Beltran Foundation. That's a good tax write-off, by the way. So, and it's a good charity move, but it is a very nice tax write-off.
Right, of course.
So they're not paying Beltran the money. So if we're going to go back to the whole money thing, the Mets are cheap, they're not going to spend money. They were going to pay Carlos Beltran $3 million. I don't know if Buck's going to be able to demand more than that. The guy wants to manage.
Hey, I think Buck's a good. Bring him in. I think the fan base would be a little excited by a guy like Buck too. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it would excite me. I'll say that. I can't. And I think they need to do something like that now. After this whole fiasco goes down, all right. You know, whoever you know you want to blame for. Who cares at this point? You know, now right the ship going into the season. And to me, that gives it a little stability. If you're bringing a guy like Buck, okay, we know what he is. We know Buck's deal. Give me that kind of guy. That's me.
No, I get it. What I wonder about is that when you are a rookie manager, because some of the other candidates, in fact, a lot of the candidates that are being discussed would all be first-time managers.
Right, right.
Is there an adjustment in that you just got the job in late January and spring training is weeks away? Is that a problem? Is that something we are going to overrate as fans? Or is that something legitimately that's difficult to ask a guy like Eduardo Perez, who he wants to manage, we all know it. But now you're the manager of the Mets. You got 3 weeks till spring training. Go do some catch up. Now maybe we're making too big of a deal of it. I don't know, but that is something that may change the equation here for the Mets. Why it may not simply be Eduardo Perez, who was their second choice after Carlos Beltran. That maybe they look at the situation as being vastly different. I don't know though. What I know, and it made me feel, you know, made me feel better yesterday. Pete Alonso, because Pete Alonso took to Twitter and basically reassured Met fans about, hey, you know, players, we're going to play hard, you know, we'll be fine, basically, is what Pete Alonso said.
Well, I don't think it affects the players. I don't see how this really affects the players.
That's the most important thing, right?
Of course.
Most important thing is to perform. And managers in baseball tend to be overrated. We've said that for a long time. You know, we criticize them a lot when they make bad bullpen moves and lineup decisions and everything, but a lot of what's happening now comes from the front office, and the front office isn't changing. Brody is still the general manager. Though I'll tell you, that seat's getting hot, man. It's getting hot because, A, there's a new sheriff coming to town. You may have heard of him. His name is Stevie Cohen, and he's coming, and he's got a lot of money, and he's going to want his own guys.
Not fast enough, but.
No. And number two, yesterday was embarrassing because either Brody Van Wagenen was very unprepared when interviewing Carlos Beltran, or he wasn't being truthful to everybody listening. And I don't mean being truthful to John Heyman or even me and you, but truthful to every Met fan that's listening to the words coming out of their mouths. So either you didn't really know what you're doing, or you're not telling us the whole truth. And that's difficult to swallow as a fan base. And also, it's not like the guy hit a grand slam in the offseason last year. And there's a new sheriff coming to town. So when you combine all those things together, Brody's seat is getting a little warmer, especially for a guy that's only been on the job for a little over a year. But he's got to get this right now. And is it asking too much to tell Luis Rojas, who wasn't ready to be the manager a few months ago, okay, now you're the manager, and you're taking over a situation in which you found out you were the manager, you know, on January 27th, or whenever the heck they make this decision?
Well, hopefully it'd be before that.
I don't know how quickly it's going to be.
It should be soon. I mean, I don't see how they can waste too much time. I mean, you got to give it to me sometime next week, don't you?
Well, here's the question.
I would think so.
Did this job change? And that's another question for Brody. Did this job and what you're looking for change? You were looking for a manager 3 months ago. Is the job different now because of this, because of what happened with Carlos, because of the fact that there's a shorter period of time in the offseason? Is this a different job, or is it the same job? Because if it's the same job, then why wouldn't you just hire the guy who was your second choice 3 months ago? If it's different, right, and I can understand why it's different,
right,
then, okay, expand it to more veteran guys.
Yeah, I just don't think they can wait that long. I really don't. I think they got to get it done, like, next week. At the latest, at some point next week, certainly before the Super Bowl, we need to see who the Met manager is.
Well,
don't we?
I would think so, because spring training is coming. You know, it's not that far away anymore.
Of course it's not.
Especially in a season in which it's even earlier than normal. Opening day is on March 26th.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
It doesn't even feel real when you have an opening day that early in the season. So they have to move it, and they may have competition, because what's weird about this is you've got two other teams that are looking
and
to hire
a manager. If something else doesn't come out, there's more fallout that we don't even know about.
Well, there was more fallout yesterday. In fact, I'm going to perform a magic trick.
Okay.
Watch this.
Do some magic.
It's not that you don't like Mike Trout, but you don't love Mike Trout, I think, because of the way people talk about Mike Trout.
Okay. Yeah, Mike, right? You know.
I'm about to make you like Mike Trout.
What'd he say?
He didn't say anything. But there was a...
He wants to manage the Mets? Wants to be a player manager?
No, it's none of that. Yesterday, during all the wildness of what was going on, there was a lot of wild and crazy accusations being thrown out.
Oh, there was some, I'm telling you.
A lot
even
of crazy
on the news,
stuff.
Even like watching the cable news,
yes,
there was discussion of this.
About all the crazy stuff
they had wires. And you got to hear some of it. You know, I love when people that really don't know anything about the situation start throwing out opinions on
right.
A
lot of crazy stuff.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, when Trevor,
you know, they had their toes wide,
by the way, it could be true.
Oh,
it just hasn't been proven yet.
Of course.
You know, Jose Altuve's not taking his shirt off because he's wired.
Right.
Meanwhile,
that's a big one.
Altuve wants to make clear it was my wife who didn't want me to take the shirt off. She doesn't want me to be shirtless like I have been in the past.
Okay.
And maybe that's true.
Maybe.
Well, one of the wild things that was thrown out there was given some validity because Trevor Bauer spoke. And Trevor Bauer's a major
former Indian, right.
Trevor Bauer said that Mike Trout has an exemption from the league and actually uses HGH for a thyroid issue. And so that's another thing that's blown up because
is that true?
That's what Trevor Bauer, I mean, is it true? Trevor Bauer said it. Is it true? I mean, I don't know. That's
he gets
what he
an
said.
Exemption for HGH because he's Mike Trout?
Because he has a thyroid
well,
issue.
Well, but because he's Mike Trout. I mean, let's, you know.
Maybe.
Now, come on.
Bauer says players already know about this and they don't care. Now, I don't know if that means fans would care and start to say, oh, thyroid issue, my derriere, he's getting away with it.
Mm-hmm.
I just figured you, being Joe B, would say, I love this guy. Look at him. He got away. He's using HGH.
Well, my problem with that would be, I mean, why would Mike Trout be allowed to do it and nobody else? I mean, you know.
Smart enough to get around the process.
Or he's Mike Trout.
Or that. Or he legitimately has a thyroid issue. I don't know. But that was one of the many things that were thrown out yesterday. And because Trevor Bauer commented on it, even though Trevor Bauer's a little crazy.
A little bit.
A little nuts.
We know that.
Yeah, a little nuts. I mean, everything he says may not be true. He did say that. So yesterday wasn't just Beltran losing his job. It was wires are being used. Buzzers are being used.
Yeah, no, it was crazy.
Trout's using HGH.
Well, that's the first one I heard of that.
that was another one. I mean, it was such a crazy day for baseball. It was crazy. And I got to tell you, I really don't think on March 26th any of this will impact how many people watch games.
Absolutely not. It doesn't matter. It will absolutely not matter. That's the way I look at it. You know, if you're a baseball fan, you're a baseball fan, and that's the end of it. You're going to watch. You're not going to care. If you're not into baseball, it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah. Right?
So I don't see where it's, you know, I don't see where it's going to be any difference. I mean, we'll watch. You and I are watching the Mets. No matter what.
Yeah.
No matter who the manager
Yankees
is.
Yankees or fans are watching
right,
the Yankees.
Of course. I mean, we're watching. It doesn't matter.
I think you want, if you're Rob Manfred, to have the trust of your fans. And I think right now he's going to have a big trust issue because he releases a report, and I think a lot of fans are skeptical that it was a complete, thorough report. I think there's a lot of skepticism about that. That doesn't mean Jose Altuve is guilty or the Astros doing that.
Right.
But I got to tell you, I don't know how much I trust Rob Manfred, especially with what he pulled with Beltran by just naming his name and no one else.
That's the thing that bothers me the most about the whole thing. And not just because Beltran was going to manage the team I root for. But, I mean, he's the only guy you singled out. I just didn't get that. Why did you make an example? Because to me, it's like they made an example of Carlos Beltran.
He wanted him fired.
They wanted him out.
He wanted him out. And I also think he was able to get away with it. He couldn't name other players because the players were given immunity.
Yeah, right.
Well, Beltran technically isn't a player anymore.
Right, right.
So I guess he felt he could name him even if he wasn't saying he was doing anything more than other players. But here's where the real trust issue is beyond us as Met fans. The trust issue is about these wires and these buzzers. There are a lot of baseball fans that believe this is true. There are a lot of baseball fans that don't trust the Houston Astros, don't trust Jose Altuve, don't trust their denials, and they don't trust Rob Manfred that that report was thorough enough and is being fair about everything they discovered. And that's that is something that probably needs to be addressed. And I don't think it's just Yankee fans claiming it. I think there's a lot of baseball fans that are going to look at these pictures. And, of course, pictures aren't enough evidence. But they're going to look at baseball and say, did they give us all the information? Mm-hmm. Or did they just give us some of the information?
Right, right, right.
And that's a problem. And that's something I think Rob Manfred has to address. Now, today, we will talk football.
Are we? You sure?
I believe so.
Okay.
There are a couple of football games over the weekend.
Yep. Thank God.
They will determine.
Thank God there are.
Who is going to the Super Bowl? There are rumors about the Giant coaching positions, including Jason Garrett interviewing for the job.
By the way,
yesterday.
I saw Ben McAdoo was up for a coordinator with who? The Jaguars? Did I see?
I think I read Carolina.
Oh, Carolina.
If I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.